Now back to the Jazz Show. More from the Rick Hirsch Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome back. That was Perdido. Perdido was composed by Juan Tizol. Juan Tizol, a valve trombonist with the Duke Ellington Orchestra around 1940. And the great thing about pulling a program together of music that Ella Fitzgerald sang is that she pretty much sang everything. So we just got to pick a bunch of tunes we liked. And I double-checked to make sure she actually did record these or perform at one time or another. The next selection is from a wonderful duet record she did with Louis Armstrong. And it's called Stompin' at the Savoy. Thank you. you don't know what love is. And I don't mean that personally. Just the title of the next selection.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a Hoagy Carmichael composition entitled The Nearness of You. And Ella did sing that one too. Yeah, one of Ella Fitzgerald's really most famous recordings is this live concert she played in the, I think it was in the 1960s at some point, and she recorded a song called How High the Moon, and it's a tour de force of her scat singing and her improvisational singing. And what's interesting, so there's this kind of interesting dichotomy in jazz where at one end you have horn players like me and trumpet and trombone players who are trying to make their instrument sound like the human voice, right? And at the other end of that spectrum are singers like Ella Fitzgerald who, when they scat sing, are emulating the instruments and trying to meet in the middle. So, and Ella, of course, was really one of the first, well, other than Louis Armstrong, the first masters of the scat singing. She was terrific. She was, I know, a huge idol of Mel Torme. She was Mel's favorite singer, for sure. And so How High the Moon also became a vehicle for jazz musicians to play, like Charlie Parker, and they wrote their own melodies to these songs. So we're going to stick that in there. Charlie Parker has a melody called Ornithology, which fits over the harmony to How High the Moon. So we'll try to put those together and see if it all fits. Thank you. Steve Rudolph, the maestro from Harrisburg, via Boonville, Indiana. Bob Hart on the bass. And Kevin Lowe on the drums. Thank you to the Palmer Museum and WPSU for inviting us here and putting on this wonderful concert. I hope that you're able to attend the other concerts in this series. Thanks to the Friends of the Palmer, Fred and Judy Sears, for your sponsorship. We appreciate it very much. These opportunities for us to perform for a lovely listening audience like yourselves don't come in maybe as frequently as we would like them to. So we sure appreciate them when we get the opportunity to do it. We're going to play one more selection for you associated with Ella Fitzgerald, probably more strongly associated with Billie Holiday. It's not her centennial, so too bad, Billie. It's called Lover Man.
That was the Rick Hirsch Quartet, recorded live in August 2017 at Palmer Museum of Art on the University Park campus of Penn State as part of the Jazz at the Palmer Concert Series, supported in part by Friends of Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. This is WPSU 91.5 in central Pennsylvania and 90.1 in the northern counties. You can hear an archived recording of tonight's and recent WPSU jazz shows at wpsu.org/jazz. And you can hear jazz 24/7 on WPSU3, one of our HD radio signals available on air and online at wpsu.org.